B-Pod Studios.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday
on the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show.
This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone.
Yes, 95.1.
All right, so we have someone on hold right now with a confession that we've never, ever had before here on the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. And we're going to get to him here in a second. Let's talk with Anonymous first in South Carolina. Welcome, Anonymous, to Confession Wednesday.
Hey. Okay. So we're on vacation last year from the beach. We live in the Outer Banks, North Carolina. And we were headed back home. So on our way back home, my boyfriend was speeding. This road was super long, super straight. Nothing on this road. So the police pulled us over for him speeding.
Ah.
And he... The police, you know, came talk to us, let us go in the morning. Well, after the police let us go, my nerves, like, got tore up. Like, I was so nervous.
Wait, I mean, did you have a warrant or something for your arrest, Anonymous? Why so nervous?
No.
Okay.
I did not know if I had my insurance card or my registration or anything in the car. So I'm panicking.
Okay.
So the police actually lets us go, and we get on the road, and all of a sudden it kicks in. Like, I have got to go to the bathroom so bad. So I'm like Googling, where's the closest gas station? Where's the closest like restaurant? Like, where can I go to use the bathroom? So it literally pulls up that it's 19 miles away.
Ooh.
And I am freaking out. So I told him, I was like, thank God there's some napkins in this car. So he sees this lady on the side of the road and he's like, you want to ask her? And I was so serious. I was like, yes.
Okay.
Turn around.
All right. Hold on one second, because this is a really good story. And you're talking a little too fast, and we want to keep up. Okay, so
I've never told nobody this.
No, this is tremendous.
Yeah, don't be nervous.
Okay, the crescendo is coming. So he sees a woman on the side of the road, and he says, hey, do you want me to ask her if we could use her restroom?
Yes.
Okay.
So, y'all, we turn around. It's this little old lady, too. Like, she's, like, got to be, like, 70-something. And so we pull in, and I get out of the car. I pull up my shirt. And show her my stomach, like my waistband of my shorts. And I was like, y'all, I really don't have anything. I'm not here to steal anything or hurt you. And I was like, I really have got to use the bathroom. And if you don't let me use the bathroom, I'm going to have to go in your woods.
I like that you showed her that you come in peace.
Yeah, like you showed her like you don't have like a gun in your pocket.
Yeah. It's like the 1800s and you're crossing territories and you're heading into like, look, I come in peace.
Right.
I have nothing. Okay.
This lady looks at me like I'm a freaking weirdo, okay? So she ends up, she's like, well, honey, it's not the nicest thing, but you can use it. So she let me go to her restroom. Literally, it was like, y'all, it was number two. Like, there's no nice
You destroyed that poor woman's bathroom, didn't you, Anonymous?
Yes. So I got back to the car. I told my boyfriend, I was like, I did not clean her toilet.
Drive, honey. Just
get out.
He was like, you left it? And I was like, yeah, man. I wanted her to know I was telling the truth.
That's why you left it?
For the evidence?
I
was,
but you can
tell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you can still tell.
Skin
mark. Yeah. All right.
So funny. Did you at least spray for the little old lady?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for your confession.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, you guys, we've got pink tickets for you in less than 8 minutes from now. Caller number 9 is going to score some pink tickets right here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show. But first, we got to go to Anonymous.
You are on Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
I was told something that really has bothered me for a while. A close friend of mine, he's taking care of his grandmother and helping his mom out. He's living with them. And granddad had passed away, I guess, about a year and a half or 2 years ago. And his grandmother started getting worse and worse and worse. So she started getting where she was bedridden every day. And he had to, you know, bathe her and all that stuff, you know, bathrooms, all that. You know, he had to physically do all that as well as work and try and keep things afloat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one night he decided he was tired of it. He went in there and he put a pillow over her face and smothered her.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Why, how did that come up in conversation that he told you that?
I guess he was bothered by it. I mean, I can understand why. I mean, I honestly didn't ask this information. It just kind of got told to me, you know?
Yeah, I bet you're like, you're like, I wish I never knew this.
Right.
So did the police ever investigate, or is it just...
No, they just said that she passed in her sleep. So he's clear. I mean, nothing came of it or anything like that. So,
are you still friendly with him?
Oh, yeah, he's still a good friend of mine. I just...
Wow.
Man, that's a heavy confession.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you know the grandmother?
I knew the whole family.
Yeah.
I know the whole family, yeah. Because
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Even some of the cousins, you know, I've known this guy for probably a good 20 years. So.
Does he get down on himself? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know what? Deep down inside, I'm a murderer.
He said he's a bad person. He says that all the time, but he used to say that before, you know?
Yeah.
So I've always tried to, you know, be uplifting and supportive and help mm-hmm. him out. But yeah, it's been a rough go for a long time with him.
Do you think that he's ever killed anyone else?
No, I don't think this was an act that, I don't think this is something that he really, I don't know how to say it. I don't think he really planned per se.
Okay.
He had a moment.
I don't think he actually thought it through like that.
Yeah.
I think he just had a bad day, let's say, you know, himself. He was off a little bit and he was like, I'm tired of this. And he just went in there and.
Oh my gosh.
Got rid of one of his, I guess, in his mind, a problem, you know, I guess. I didn't divulge into him telling me this any further than him telling me this and me keeping it, you know, and I've just been like, wow.
Man.
Well, listen, Judgment Free Zone, thanks for calling into the studio. That is a heavy, heavy and awfully sad confession. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Love your show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
See, you never know what you're gonna get on Confession Wednesday. And, you know, when you hear a confession like that, you know it's beating him up inside
mm-hmm.
that he received information from a friend that he necessarily didn't want to receive. Yeah, you know, he didn't ask the guy, hey, what'd you do last night? The friend just kind of came out and gave him this information that now Anonymous, who just confessed, has to sit with.
And I don't know. I mean, he didn't say when this all happened. But I don't know if I could keep on a secret like that.
I know. I wonder how long he had that information for.
And what's crazy is he knew her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The guy that we talked to knew the grandmother, was close with the family.
And the police thought it was just natural. They didn't even...
I mean, I wouldn't know what to do if I was in this guy's position, because it's so easy for you to say you got to go to the police.
I think I would.
I don't know if my friend did that. I don't know if I would go to the police as much as Roy. I would say I would try and convince him to go to the police. It's his story.
Yeah,
it's like, his life. I think that's the route I would go, Loren.
Maybe.
As I'm just saying here at 8:09 and we just got a murder confession, I'm just sitting here trying to think in my head how it would play out.
Yeah, I think you have to maybe try to convince the friend to talk to someone or do the right thing. I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel like if my friend said, hey, I killed someone, I'm like, okay, you just brought, now I'm involved.
Right.
You just brought that to me. And how am I supposed to
handle
that? I don't want to keep a murder a secret because now I'm involved. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I would.
And as he's telling this murder confession that a friend of his killed his grandmother.
And by the way, if you're just joining us and you didn't hear that confession, it is going to be up on the MRL replay podcast. We'll put it up immediately for you so you can download it.
And I would say I mean, it's there for you too, law enforcement officials. We don't have his name. We don't know who that person was.
I mean, maybe if you can somehow pull the phone records, maybe.
But I don't know. I mean, we have, you know, 12 lines in here. I don't know how you're going to do that.
We'll cooperate with police in any way.
I guess that's the way to say it.
Yeah.
You know, but in all the years of us doing Confession Wednesday and you kind of joke about, you know, hey, confess anything, you just never know what's on someone's mind. And when we started the show this morning, we sure as heck didn't think we were going to get a phone call from someone who said that his friend confessed to him that he killed his grandmother. That's not something that we thought we were going to get on Confession Wednesday.
Yeah.
But you just have to respect it. And like Roy said, yes, it's a judgment-free zone, and we'll do whatever we can to help. And maybe that helps him listening to this right now. Maybe he will call that friend and say, dude, go do what's right
for
you and for your family.
Now it seems strange for us to give away pink concert tickets. You know what I mean?
I know, man. I know. And then the whole other side is, you know, maybe the guy made it up. We don't, you know, producer Nicole doesn't give these guys a lie detector test or these gals a lie detector test before they come on the air.
Yeah,
that sounded Confession Wednesday.
That sounded pretty heavy.
It did sound pretty heavy, Roy.
If he lied, that's a sociopath that just called this show. I'm serious. If he lied, he's a sociopath.
Yeah. I think if he was lying, he would have probably done that first person. I mean, who knows? Maybe it was him, and he, you know.
Maybe he's the murderer, and he didn't want to say he's the murderer?
Maybe.
All I know is what I heard sounded legit to me. Or he's a psycho. I don't know.
We got an interesting text from area code 803 who says, I take care of my grandmother as well, and while I would never do that, maybe he just wanted to help put her out of her misery.
Oh.
You know, this is kind of what it is, but my when my grandmother started to get really bad, she always like told us that if there was anything we could do to help her along, if she couldn't go, like I swear to you, that was a conversation.
It's illegal,
right?
But it's a conversation. Amazing. All right, like Roy, you said we could find that later today.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the podcast immediately.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.